بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the belief of Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah with regards to where is Allah and His Arsh. What is the meaning of al-Fawqiyyah? What is the meaning of al-fawqiyyah? Above, being above. And what's the meaning of al-ma'iyyah? Being with. So we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is above, and we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with. How do we reconcile between Allah being above and Allah being with? Yeah. Allah is above all of creation within His essence, in His that, and He is with the creation with His knowledge and every other aspect of rububiyyah, like His hearing and His seeing and His aid and support and so on and so forth. Now, okay, with regards to the arsh, we mentioned some of the descriptions of the arsh. So can you mention anything, some of the descriptions of the Arsh of Allah? When we say Arsh, we're talking about the throne. So one of the descriptions of the Arsh of Allah. Safraz, are you staying back so you don't get tested? Huh?
It's carried by
eight angels, and on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will be carried by eight angels. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. That the throne of your Lord on that day will be carried by eight angels. Another description of the Arsh?
It has legs or support.
Due to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when the throne will be blown for everybody to be resurrected after they've all died, then the Prophet said, فَإِذَا أَنَا بِمُوسَىٰ أَخِذٌ بِقَائِمَةٍ مِّن قَوَامِ الْعَرْشِ. That I will wake up and Musa alayhi salam is already there holding on to a leg from the legs of the arsh. And the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. Did we mention anything else? The arsh has a shade, from the hadith of the seven groups of people who will be shaded under the shade of his throne. And also the fact that it is above all of creation. And in this lesson, we come to the attribute of the believers being able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the believers, they will be able to see Allah jalla fil ula. And the author, he said, Wallahu ta'ala, Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala yura fil akhira, wa yarahu ahlul jannati bi abasarihim, yasma'una kalamahu kayfa sha'a wa kama sha'a. He said, Wallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala yura fil akhira, ويراه أهل الجنة بأبصارهم يسمعون كلامه كيف شاء وكما شاء. That Allah the Blessed and the Most High will be seen in the hereafter, and the people of Jannah will see Him with their eyes. They will hear His speech however He wishes and according to what He wishes. So this is from the beliefs of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah. And this mas'ala, this issue, it is called the mas'ala of, or the issue of al-ru'ya. And the meaning of al-ru'ya is sight, meaning being able to see. And Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will be seen, and He will be seen by the believers with their eyes, meaning with their own eyesight. And there's three issues between which Ahlul Bid'ah differed from Ahlul Sunnah. So on three issues, Ahlul Sunnah agreed upon all of them. And these three issues, Ahlul Bid'ah, the classical people of innovation, they totally disagreed with Ahlul Sunnah. First of them is Ar-Ru'ya, the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And secondly is Al-Kalam,
that Allah will speak and Allah speaks. And thirdly is al-istiwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being above. So Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they accept and affirm all three of these attributes. That the believers will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah with their own eyes. Secondly, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with real speech. And thirdly, Allah is above His throne, above all of creation. So these three attributes, they became like something which distinguishes between Ahlul Sunnah and Ahlul Bid'ah. So much so that the Salaf would say that if you see a group of people and they affirm that Allah is above His throne and that He will be seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah by the believers and Allah speaks with real speech, then know that this person is from Ahlul Sunnah. And if you see a person who goes against these three matters, then know that this person is from the people of innovation. And as I mentioned, Ahlul Sunnah, they say أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُرَى فِي الْآخِرَةِ, that Allah will be seen in the hereafter. وَأَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ عِيَانًا. And these two words are also included. The believers will see the Lord بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ عِيَانًا, with their eyes, meaning with their physical sight. Because a ru'ya, sight, it is two types. There is ru'yatul basar, the sight of the eyes, like we see what is ahead of us, we see the sun, we see the moon. And then there is ru'yatul qalb, ru'yatul fu'ad, the sight of the heart, which is sometimes called insight. So if we said that the believers, they have a ru'ya of Allah, then the people of innovation might say yes, they see Him, but they see Him of the in the heart, and they don't see Him with their eyes. So that's why the scholars, they used to add that the believers will see Allah bi absarihim iyanan, with their own eyes, physically they will see Him. And there's many evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah with regards to ar-ru'ya, the seeing of the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, ayah number 22 and 23. Surah Al-Qiyamah, ayah number 22 and 23, Allah said, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ, that on that day, faces will be shining, meaning the faces of Ahlul Sunnah. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ, looking, or at their Lord, looking. So when Allah said, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ, looking at their Lord, then this affirms the sight is of the eyes. Also notice in this ayah, Allah said, إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرَ. And when this word إِلَىٰ, to, is used, then it means real sight. Because you look to something with your own eyes. You look to the sun, you look to the moon. So this is why Allah used the word إِلَىٰ. Also Allah said in the Quran, in Surah Qaf, لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, that for them, meaning the people of Iman, for them will be in Jannah whatever they want. And then Allah said, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ, and then we have an extra for them. Meaning then we have an additional reward to them. Many of the Mufassirun, amongst them Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, they said that this addition or this extra reward, it is النَّظَرُ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ الْكَرِيمِ, it is the believers looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us from them. So the people of Iman, the people of the Sunnah, Allah will reward them with whatever they want in Jannah. And then He will have an extra reward for them, the Mazid. And Ibn Abbas said that this extra reward, it is looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Allah said in Surah Yunus, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ, those people who did goodness, meaning in this dunya, for them will be a goodness, i.e. in the Akhirah, وَزِيَادَ, and an addition. And again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Sahih Muslim, this hadith is in Sahih Muslim, he was asked, what is this ziyada? Allah said in the Quran, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَ, for those people who did goodness, we will give them goodness, meaning the reward of Jannah. وَزِيَادَ, and more, we will give them more. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, he was asked, سُئِلَ عَنِ الزِّيَادَ, what is this additional reward? He said, النَّظَرُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ, the reward of looking at the Lord. Also, in another evidence, in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He spoke about the people of kufr. He said, كَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ عَنْ رَبِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَمَحْجُوبُونَ. Allah said, rather, on that day, they will be screened from Allah. Meaning there will be a screen between them and between Allah, and therefore they will not be able to see Him. This ayah, how is this an ayah which affirms that Allah will be seen? Allah says in this ayah that with regards to the disbelievers, on that day, on Yawmul Qiyamah, there will be a screen between them and Allah, they will not be able to see Him. We're using this as an evidence to affirm that Allah will be seen. So how is that? How is this ayah an evidence that Allah will be seen, whereas the ayah says that they will not be able to see Allah? Who knows? Mahbub.
Allah is not going to show His face to the non-believers. That's the main thing.
And therefore?
They see because Allah doesn't like they did kufr.
Okay.
So that's why.
And therefore?
That's their punishment.
For them, that's the punishment.
Okay.
They achieve everything in this world.
So all you've done is you've just negated the disbeliever seeing Allah. We haven't affirmed a ru'ya. We've just negated that they will not see Him. We're trying to affirm that He will be seen. No?
The believers.
So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He negated the disbeliever seeing them, then that means the believers will see Him. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negate that the disbelievers will see them? Because He's angry with them. So therefore, what is the reward of those who He's pleased with? That Allah will be seen by them. If nobody will be able to see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then why did Allah negate it from the people of shirk and the people of kufr? And Al-Imam al-Shafi'i rahimullah, he said, فَلَمَّا حَجَبَهُمْ فِي السَّخَطْ كَانَ فِي هَذَا دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ فِي الرِّضَىٰ. That when Allah screened Himself from the disbelievers out of anger, then this is an evidence that the people who earn His pleasure will be able to see Him. And Al-Imam Malik rahimullah, he said something similar to this. And with regards to the ahadith, then the ahadith are mutawatir. And the meaning of mutawatir is, in English to be concise, many, many, many narrations, so much so that there cannot be any weakness in them. They are mutawatir. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he brought all of the hadith together. He said there are over 30 hadith which prove that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst them is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, and the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari in Kitab al-Tawheed, that a group of the companions, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, هَلْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Will we see our Lord on Yawm al-Qiyamah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, هَلْ تُضَارُونَ فِي الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدَرِ. Do you have any difficulty in seeing the moon when it is a clear night and it is the full moon? And they said, لا يا رسول الله. No, O Messenger of Allah. Then he said to them, فَهَلْ تُضَارُونَ فِي الشَّمْسِ لَيْسَ دُونَهَا سَحَابٍ. Do you have any difficulty in seeing the sun and there are no clouds? They said, La ya Rasulullah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَإِنَّكُمْ تَرَوْنَهُ كَذَلِكَ. Just like this, you will be able to see Allah. So just as you can see the moon clearly on the nights of the full moon with your eyesight, and there's nothing stopping you seeing it, and you can see the sun clearly with your eyesight, when there's no clouds there, then this is how you'll see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said previously that we believe in the attributes of Allah as Allah has revealed them according to His majesty, but we don't compare His attributes to the attributes of creation. So for example, we believe Allah hears, and He actually hears in reality. The hearing of Allah is according to His majesty. And we don't compare His hearing to the hearing of the people. Allah is perfect, therefore His hearing is perfect. Humans are deficient, therefore the hearing of humans is deficient. And like this with the sight of Allah, like this with the face of Allah, we accept and we believe and we affirm Allah has a face. However, this face, it is according to His majesty. And we do not compare His face to the face of the people. We believe that Allah has hands, as Allah said in the Quran. These hands are real, we don't interpret them. However, the hands of Allah are according to His majesty, and we don't compare them to the hands of creation like this. In this hadith, the Prophet said, Do you have any difficulty seeing the moon? They said no. Do you have any difficulty seeing the sun? They said no. Then he said, so you'll see Allah like this. So a person might say, well, this is now tamthil. Now you are equating Allah to the sun and the moon. Because the Prophet said, فَإِنَّكُمْ تَرَوْنَهُ كَذَلِكَ. So verily you will see him just like this. So was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making tamthil? Was he comparing and equating between Allah and between the sun and the moon? Why not?
Just giving an example that you can see the moon clearly on a clear night.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was talking about the sight of the people. Is what Muhammad said. He's talking about the sight of the people. That just as your sight is able to see the moon and your sight is able to see the sun, then equally he's comparing the sight. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, your sight will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not comparing that which will be seen, i.e. the sun and the moon, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in another hadith, and this hadith is also in Sahih al-Bukhari, in the hadith of Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajali, رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى القمر ليلة الرابع عشر. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he saw the moon on the 14th night of the Islamic month, i.e. from the nights of the full moon. And then he said to the companions, إنكم سترون ربكم. Verily you will see your Lord, كما ترون هذا القمر, just as you can see this moon. لا تضامون في رؤيته, and you're not all fighting against each other to see the moon. And like this, there are many other ahadith. So therefore, what do Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah believe? That the believers, yarawna rabbahum, they will see Allah, they will see their Lord, fil akhirah, in the hereafter, bi abasarihim iyanan, with their eyes, with their physical sight. And they believe that, Ahlul Sunnah, we all agree, that Allah will be seen by the believers on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They also believe that Allah is not seen in the dunya. Nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dunya. And then there was a minor difference of opinion amongst some of the sahaba, a minor difference of opinion with regards to, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam see Allah when he went on al-Isra wal-Mi'raj? Did he see Allah with his sight? Or did he see Allah with his heart? So, first of all, we don't say that the Sahaba differed in Aqeedah. When it came to the main principles of Aqeedah, all of them agreed. So what is the main principle? That Allah is not seen in the dunya. Agreed. Allah will be seen in the Akhirah. All of them agreed. They might disagree with a subsidiary branch of Al-Aqeedah, not the actual Aqeedah itself. So Ahlul Bid'ah, they said, no, Allah is not seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's a real difference. The only difference between the Sahaba and between Ahl al-Sunnah is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he ascended to the heavens, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, he saw Allah. No doubt he saw Allah. But did he see Allah the sight of the eyes, like the believers will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, or did he see Allah the sight of the heart? And there's two different opinions of this. The correct opinion, wallahu a'lam, is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never saw Allah with his eyes. And we have a number of hadith regarding this. Firstly, the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to Masruq, when he asked her, Hal ra'a Muhammadun Rabbahu, did Muhammad see his Lord? She said, Man haddathaka anna Muhammadan ra'a Rabbahu faqad kadhab. That whoever narrates to you that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw his Lord, meaning the seeing of the eyes, then he has lied. And then there's a hadith even clearer than this, the hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he asked him, Hal ra'ita rabbak, did you see your Lord? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Nurun anna ara, it was only light, so how could I see him? So this light, which is the hijab of Allah, which is the screen between Allah and between the creation, this is the only thing which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw. But he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he spoke to Allah with the real speech, but he did not see him. And then like I said, then there are some other narrations, like Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he narrated that the Prophet saw Allah. And those evidences, some of them are weak, some of them are more general. Like for example, Ibn Abbas said, the Prophet saw Allah. But he didn't specify whether he saw Allah with the seeing of the eyes or whether it was the seeing of the heart. So we say the correct opinion, wallahu a'lam, is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he only saw light and he did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to the disbelievers, will everybody, the believers and the disbelievers, will they all see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? And also, will they all speak to Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Will the disbelievers, just as the believers, speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Shaykh ibn Baz rahimullah, he has a very concise statement regarding this. He said, "Ar-Rabb yukallimu jami'a ibadihi, al-Muslim wal-Kafir." That Allah, the Lord, He will speak to all of the people on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Muslims and the non-Muslims. Because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه وليس بينه وبينه ترجمان. That there is nobody amongst you, meaning amongst the humans, except Allah will speak to him, and there will not be any translation or anybody between you. And then he said, ولا يلزم من الكلام الرؤيا. That just because somebody will speak to Allah, it doesn't necessitate that they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ يُكَلِّمُ جَمِيعِ الْخَلْقِ. So he will speak to all of creation. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَرَاهُ إِلَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ. However, only the believer will see him. Also, the type of speech that Allah will speak to the believers and the disbelievers, it differs. So the speech that he will speak to with the disbelievers will be كَلَامُ السَّخَطِ وَالْعَذَابِ. It will be the speech of anger and the speech of disappointment and the speech of a punishment upon them. And the speech which Allah will speak to the believers will be kalam al-ridha, will be the speech of pleasure, the speech in which Allah will be rewarding them. And also Musa alayhi salam, when he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he wants to see him, he wasn't able to do so. And when Allah allowed some of his light, which was his hijab, to be seen, then all of them, they fell down, and then Allah gave them life once more. So with regards to the people of innovation, the people of innovation, i.e. the Mu'tazila and the Jahmi and the Asha'ira, all of them, they negate that Allah will be seen, but in different ways. So the Mu'tazila, they say, we affirm this word ru'ya, we affirm Allah will be seen, but the meaning of ru'ya is al-ilm. The meaning of seen is have knowledge. Meaning Allah will be seen on Yawm al-Qiyamah, i.e. people will know for certainty with knowledge that now Allah is real. So they said, when the Prophet said, فَإِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمْرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ, that you will see your Lord as you see the moon on a clear night, on the night of the full moon. What the meaning of the hadith is, that you will know your Lord, you will become aware of your Lord with certainty, just as you know with certainty that the moon, it exists. And then they use other ayat, like Allah said, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Did you not see, meaning do you not know, what your Lord did to the army of the elephants, unlike this? And in reality, this is a weak evidence, because if the meaning of ru'ya, seeing, is ilm, is knowing, then why did Allah differentiate between the believers and the disbelievers? So with regards to the disbelievers, He said that on that day there will be a hijab between you and between your Lord, so you will not be able to see Him. And for the believers, He said that you will see Him. So if it means to know, then on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the believers and the disbelievers, all of them will come to know of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reality and the fact that Allah is true and He exists. So there wouldn't be a difference between the Muslims and the non-Muslims. And then you come to the Asha'ira. And the Asha'ira, they say that yes, we accept ru'ya. We accept that Allah will be seen, but they said, but we don't accept a direction for Allah. Meaning, if you say to them that will people look at Allah and He is above them, they say no. Okay, will people look to Allah and He is below? No. To the right? No. To the left? No. To the front? No. To the back? No. So they say that Allah will be seen, but there is no direction to Him. As for the belief, as for Ahlul Sunnah, they believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seen and He will be above them. So this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being seen. إِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَرَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that the believers, they will see their Lord on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَبْصَارِهِمْ عِيَانًا, they will see Him with their eyes, with their sight. Also there are some narrations which mention that on يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen the sight of the believers so their eyesight is able to bear the burden of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, if we say that this means ilm, then it doesn't fit here. So on Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah will strengthen their eyesight so they can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We suffice with that. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.